You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hi.
This is the movie show.
On ActiveFM.
Ryan, are you okay? You like froze there for a second. You were like buffering.
Went offline there
it's
for
like,
a second.
It's like, oh, where are we?
Offline.
Where am I? Why am I here?
Offline, online.
What am I doing with my life? Ryan, you are Ryan. This is ActiveFM. And right now you are doing a podcast about a movie.
We watched a movie?
Called Purple Hearts.
We watched Purple Hearts?
You, well, not together, no. You watched it. I watched it. Then now we're talking about it.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember it? This is insane. Are you okay?
My thoughts are just busy sinking off the cloud.
He's just updating. Up to date? Yes?
Downloading 56%.
56. Wow. Something tells me like that you're not going to be done by the time we end the show.
No network.
Wow. Okay. So I'm
welcome
just
to this podcast.
There we go.
This is the default. What do they call them?
Restore to default settings. I don't know, Ryan. I don't know.
What do you call them when you can just plug in stuff?
When you can just plug in stuff.
You got a program. You've got a...
Oh, like placeholders.
No. Templates. This is my ActiveFM template.
There we go.
Hi, my name's Ryan and welcome to the movie show. And today we're talking about Blank.
Blank.
I blanked that
insert
movie.
Insert movie title. You blanked the movie.
I blanked the movie. I was blanking, blank, blank, insert here. And then blank.
Laugh, in brackets. Nice.
That's the standard laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the, you know, the more funny laugh, you know. There's a sarcastic laugh.
That was the real one right there, just in case you were wondering.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about a 2022 Netflix film called Purple Hearts. And just by the way, Ryan, before you go and judge this movie, would you like to know something?
Yes.
So you know The Gray Man, which we did last week?
Yes.
That was the top movie on Netflix. And I think it was for 8 days. I think when I did research, it was 8 days.
Cool.
Purple Hearts took The Gray Man off from being the most watched movie on Netflix and has also now been the most watched movie for 8 days. So The Gray Man and Purple Hearts currently, as of today, the day we're recording, which is the 7th of August, those two films are a tie. Obviously, tomorrow it will be interesting to see, does Purple Hearts stay, which means they'll have beat The Gray Man, or does something else take over? Except, I must be honest, I was shocked. Maybe they didn't expect Purple Hearts to do as well as it did because it was released like 1 week after The Gray Man, or very close to The Gray Man.
Oh, sure.
So, and like, yeah, I think they normally will like spread it out a bit more. But, yeah.
Oh, well, if you've got so much content, I mean, why not just boom, 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 boom?
Yeah, I still don't think they realized this film would blow up the way it did.
Oh, because they just snuck it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is where we're at. I was actually interested because so we've done a couple of Netflix films now, and I was like, you know what, for the year, because obviously 2022, what films have done the best on Netflix? So I got the top movies on Netflix in 2022 list. As in, like, this is like we're looking at stats here. We're not looking at someone's opinion of what is the best.
Love
it's
the
literally
stats.
Like the most viewed.
Yeah.
So the first movie, I haven't watched this. I've heard about it. I saw the end of it, I think, but I actually didn't really personally watch this. And the interesting thing is, it's a documentary. It's not even like a film. It's a film. It is a film, but it's a documentary, right?
Documentary style film.
Yes. The most watched or most viewed or top movie on Netflix for 2022 is The Tinder Swindler.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh my goodness, right? So basically, there's a guy who was on Tinder, which is a dating site, dating app.
Oh, is
and it? He basically was committing fraud and he was getting like a lot of money out of a lot of girls, and then he'd literally, so he'd be dating one, she'd be taking out loans, literally that's how much money he was asking for to give to him, while he was now dating a second girl. So literally, and I mean, they made a movie about it and everything, and yeah, it's quite an intense thing. Yeah, so that is the most I just haven't watched it, I think, because I'm not a very big person on documentaries. Yeah, I just, I'm not like out there looking at a docu, look like looking through the documentaries.
Wait, so this thing's a documentary?
Yeah. Although it's the girls that were actually swindled, if I could word it like
that.
Makes sense. They were the ones that then went on and made. Mm. And I heard about it from other people. So like, I think that's also why I didn't watch it, was because people told me about it. So, you know, you feel like you watched it because someone else told you about the type of thing. So yeah, and then I did see the end, and it did, from what I saw, it did look good. So I'm not like out here bashing the film, I just haven't watched it. But that is the most viewed movie on Netflix currently, which is pretty cool because it's a documentary. I think that's cool, because go documentaries, woo. Okay, the second one we watched,
You don't really watch documentaries, and now you're like, woo, yeah, because documentaries.
How many people watch documentaries?
That's like me going, woo, horrors, go horrors, yeah.
No, but that's different. A lot of people watch horrors.
I don't watch horrors.
Yeah, you don't. I know you don't.
That's why I'm not, woo.
But a lot of people do watch. I'm saying like documentaries, you can't, like documentaries, most people won't watch a documentary.
In 1985.
Like most people, when a documentary starts, they're like, I know you get the people that do. Like I have a friend who really enjoys documentaries. Like she watched a whole documentary on ships. I was like, and she found it really interesting. So, like, I get that there's people out there. I mean, my dad is, he's all for documentaries.
If it's something interesting,
yeah.
Cool.
If it's something interesting that sparks my interest, yeah, then I'll watch it. But, like, it's, you don't feel like, you know, a film, you almost just feel like you're mindlessly watching it. With a documentary, you kind of feel like you have to pay attention, because otherwise, why are you watching? Yeah, that's
how the Great Richards Bay was built.
You see? Okay, the second movie, I watched it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Ryan, you watched it. You thoroughly enjoyed it. Do you want to take a guess what
it is?
Grey
Man.
No.
The Matrix.
Netflix. Early on in the year.
This is one of the most recent.
Yes, Mark Ruffalo was in it. He was the dad.
Yes. That one. With Ryan.
Yes, and Ryan Reynolds. The Adam Project.
No, that's the one.
Adam Project. And that honestly, it's just below the Tinder Swindler. Like just below the Tinder Swindler. So yeah. Third one, I watched this. I don't know if you watched it. I don't think you did. I didn't enjoy it. Honestly, this film was a letdown. I was looking forward to it and it was a letdown. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it. It has Meryl Streep in it. It has Timothée Chalamet in it. It has, what's the chick? Jennifer Lawrence in it. It is Don't Look Up, and I didn't enjoy it. Enjoy Don't Look Up. Did you watch it?
The cover's got all those people. Yes. Looking. Yeah. I didn't know.
Fourth is an animation.
Is that a Netflix original?
A Netflix original. Yeah, these are all Netflix. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The fourth one is an animation. I've seen it. I haven't watched it, called The Sea Beast.
I don't have Netflix, so I probably haven't.
Yeah.
There's a guarantee I haven't watched it.
Then number five, you have watched. We did it recently.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to give it a guess?
Go for it.
No?
Go.
Nothing? No? It's not The Gray Man.
It's not The Gray
Man. The one before that. With Kevin Hart.
Yes, that one.
The Man from Toronto is number five. Number six is Hustle, which was with Adam Sandler, which we also did. Then the seventh, I haven't watched, and I don't want to watch it because the humor looks dirty. It's Senior Year, which is Rebel Wilson. It's her latest film, but it just, it looks
dodgy.
Yeah, I was just like, nah.
Just watch the first minute and...
Yeah. Then number eight is another romance film called The In-Between. I watched this. It was very weird. So what happens is the guy dies, right? And then...
I like this already.
No, wait. You're not going to... So he then goes to a place that's basically like in between life and death. And now she's trying to connect with him. So she does all of these weird things to connect with him. And then at the end, they come and then she goes with him somewhere. And then he's like, no, you need to go and live your life. I'm dead. It's literally the movie. Yeah, so it was like...
What a letdown.
I know, right? I was like, okay. Then number nine is A Perfect Pairing, which I haven't watched. Haven't watched that. And then number 10 is...
The Grey Man.
The Grey Man. Yes, I personally feel The Grey Man should be higher up on the list. Like, in my opinion, The Grey Man definitely... okay, I didn't watch The Tinder Swindler, but for me, the top two on this list is The Adam Project and The Grey Man.
Well, if everybody goes and watches it now, you can notch it up.
But that means that Purple Hearts, if Purple Hearts continues the way it is, it could... knock The Grey Man off the list, which I don't agree with, because I think The Grey Man should be up there.
Yes.
Yeah. But I definitely think if The In-Between made it on this list, I feel like Purple Hearts is better than The In-Between. Personally, just personal opinion. Ryan hasn't watched it. Okay, Ryan, so The Purple Hearts, right? This film honestly has blown up. It really has blown up. Shame. I know you don't like it, Ryan. So it's a romance film. Yeah, and Ryan, what?
No.
What did you not like about the film? Go for it. Go.
I'm still downloading.
You're still downloading.
Yeah. Why don't you?
No, you
convince
have
to. Convince me. Go talk to.
No, I don't want to convince.
Change
you.
My mind.
I don't want to change your mind. I actually personally wanted to know what you thought about the film. The reason being because it's blown up, and I know of guys who like it, but they also do like romance films. So like. If you like romance films, this is a good film.
I was watching a, what do you call it, film review with a guy that also watches a lot of
romance
films, and he felt the same way I do. He went into a lot more detail because I couldn't pinpoint what I didn't like about it, and I just came to the conclusion that I think it could have been better directed.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, I could agree with you there. So the director,
I got the characters. But the thing is, I got them as in who they, who I think they, if they were better directed, how they could have come across better.
Better, yeah.
So the story, all of that, cool, awesome. The story's nice, but it was just there were things that would, yeah. I was just
the directing wasn't.
I was irritated, yeah.
So the director, there were two directors. The main director, I think she was like the main director.
Yeah.
I looked at the movie she's previously done, and it's all. If I could put it like this, it's like Disney films. If you understand what it's on that category. I don't know how else to word it.
I didn't recognize any of the films that either of them did. So I was just like, oh, okay.
No, the director. Oh, as in both directors. Yeah, the guy I didn't really. Yeah. The girl I recognized, you know, like as a young girl growing up, there's obviously like those films that you watch, do you understand, that are made for like teens type of thing. I recognized some of the films that she'd done, not being particularly like blown away by them. Like I was like, oh yeah, I remember that movie. Oh yeah, I watched that. Oh, she did that. Okay. But it wasn't like, oh, I love this movie. It wasn't that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no.
I agree with you on the directing. Yeah. I agree with you.
Like I said, it was cool. It's like, I got the story, but in my head it was better than what I watched.
Than what you watched.
Yeah. And there was so much stuff about it. I was like, I could have done so much better. That reaction could have been better. Why do they do it like, it's just, it felt so misplaced to what it could have been. So it's not the fact that it's a romance. Like, you know, I can get a story and I can understand it. And at the end I can go,
it was a good movie.
They got together. Okay, well, that's awesome. That's nice. But there was just so much stuff. I was like, the dad, though, is quite a hardcore actor. Because he was in, like, Mortal Kombat and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, what's this guy doing? Yeah, what's up, man? Why are you here? Why? Who invited you here?
I loved the... I couldn't find him on the cast list. They obviously, maybe the parents didn't want him, like, whatever. But the little boy that played the nephew, I couldn't find him.
Oh, that guy.
I thoroughly enjoyed... He obviously didn't have a very big role. He had, like, two scenes, I think. I remember him in, like, two scenes of
Family
the film.
Family Brian.
Yeah, and then in the beginning. But he was a really cool kid. Like, it wasn't, like, the usual... kid in a movie type of vibe. It was like, I think he did a really good job.
He looked so small. And then like he talks and I'm like, whoa. Oh.
Yes.
He talks. Like, oh, okay.
This child is intelligent.
Wow, look, it's Uncle. And I'm like, wow.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was a 1984 Purple Hearts film.
Yeah, I was hoping I didn't watch the wrong one. I saw that one. I'm like, this one sounds cool. wait, did I watch the right one?
But that apparently there's no relation to that. So I haven't watched the 1984 version.
Did you read the storyline?
No.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
Really?
Oh, it sounds so cool. It's like all, army stuff and secret agent.
Okay, I think I would have preferred this one. I would like to say I did enjoy the film. I hear where Ryan's coming from with the directing thing. I really enjoyed the storyline, and I know some people were like, it's so predictable. But I really, what I enjoyed about the film, I think most of all, was from a moral perspective. It was because they got married, and then on top of that, I feel like they almost gave marriage like redemption. In a way, because I think in the world we live in today, marriage is so exactly what the female Cassie, how she said, viewed marriage.
Yeah.
And I got where she was coming from, because like you heard later on that her mom had dated a whole lot of military guys, and like through her mom's experience, she hated marriage because of what she had seen portrayed to her.
Is that why she didn't like?
Yes.
She
didn't like military guys.
I was just like, wow, you're quite a tough girl.
No, she didn't like...
So snappy.
I don't know if you remember in the bar in the beginning, they say she has a strict no-military man policy.
She's a pistol.
She's
a real pistol.
And basically it was because later on when they're writing emails, I think that's when she mentioned it, that she'd watched her mom date a whole lot of guys from the base, and they'd all been like jerks. So that's why she kind of just like classified it as, all of these dudes suck. And then with him, he'd watched his mom and dad have a good marriage and even watched his dad stick by his mom's side through sickness and then to death. So for him, marriage was like, it was. Yeah. And he said that it's for life. And I like how by the end of the film, she was like, we vowed to each other and we've stuck by that. And do you get what I'm saying? Like, they actually made marriage look good. Because honestly, in the world we live in today, marriage is, everyone says marriage is old fashioned, it's overrated. She even said it takes two people, it takes what people love about each other and turns it into a hate relationship that ends up in heartbreak and pain. And I love that they showed, no, that's not what marriage is. This is marriage. And even though you will go through good times and bad times together, you vowed to each other. And at the end of the day, are you going to stick by that vow or not, type of thing. So I think that's what I enjoyed about it. Because sometimes with romance films, it's the morals. And then they move in together. And then she falls pregnant. And then, do you understand what I'm saying? And then she cheats. And then he cheats. And then...
Hey, imagine she fell pregnant. That would be cool.
That was the one thing I was like...
You see, that's what I'm saying.
They could have brought that in.
They could have just swung a bit more in certain sections, just a bit more, like maybe, I don't know, like I can think of quite a couple ideas that would have just really, really, just really, I would have like invested myself more into what's going on. But I was just like, and it's just like, okay, all right, cool, okay, that's fine, okay.
So I personally, I did enjoy the film. It was, I hear where you're coming from, and I was interested to hear your take on it.
I didn't think it was too, like, I didn't at any point think, what time are we finishing here? Because it was going, and you're like, okay. Because you're sort of wondering, okay, what is the bad guy going to come? What are them going to die? What's happening?
That's true, yeah.
And then it ends up being something else. And
when she received the call,
yeah,
I was like, this guy is going to get injured. Like, especially the way that the whole tone of the army.
We saw it. The foot guard, and she's like raving on about her song. I'm like,
you're like, no,
selfish
dude.
Woman. You haven't heard from me in days. But it makes sense, though. It does make sense because they didn't really like each other. They had to phone each other just because. Although he liked her, though.
He did like her.
He liked her. Really,
she was slightly interested.
She was the one that
in the beginning. You know what I think happened? If he wasn't in the military, I think she would have gone for him. But because he was in the military, she was like, just based on, you know how you have a prejudice against someone, and then based purely off that, you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning in the bar, she did look at him she lingered a bit and then like looked away. Yeah. And
he was nice, man.
He was nice.
He's just like, I'll have a Coke, please. Can you add a lemon to that? And she's like,
but also,
and it's
that is exactly how she was.
Exactly.
But I like also how there was subtle things. You know, he had been an addict.
Yeah.
And the fact that he ordered a Coke for me, that was true to character.
I liked how strong his. You see, like I loved how strong his brother was. about, like, you know, they're all friendly and they're like, oh, I'm so glad we're getting along. Oh, it's that stuff, dude, stay the hell away from my family. I'm like, yeah, we need more of that, man. Strong emotions, some, you know, and then.
So you're saying you didn't enjoy the acting?
Yeah.
Really?
I felt there was a lot of misplaced expressions and all that sort of stuff.
For me, the acting didn't bother me personally. No,
he was.
Do you know he's British?
He was cool, yeah. I saw him in
an
interview.
He's actually British. And I thought he's American. Because I've seen him in other films with his British accent.
Oh, really?
Accent, yeah. So it was interesting to hear, like, the American accent. And I think he did a very good job with it. Like, there wasn't any. You know, sometimes it slips through. Like, there was no. Yeah. For me, I didn't hear or pick up on any.
No, but when I saw him in an interview, I was like, oh.
Wow.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that.
And he's also a musician. He sings.
I saw him playing the guitar somewhere.
Yeah. And for me, I like the fact that they didn't feel the need to make him sing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That would have made it worse.
Yeah. Like, the fact that they kept him as, like, this macho military man, you know.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he made an improvement in life. You know, he took a step up, you know.
Mm.
And he ran on his... like, I felt that. I could feel... Like,
so you enjoyed his acting.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I could feel that. I could feel his part. And
whose acting didn't you enjoy? Hers?
Nah, I didn't enjoy hers, eh?
Really?
I didn't.
Wait. Did you not enjoy her acting, or did you not enjoy her character?
Her acting.
But she's not like that in real life.
I know.
She's actually quite soft. I don't know if you saw in interviews.
Maybe that's what it was. But
are you sure you just didn't like her character?
No. Like, I got her character. I understood who she was. You know, this, like, you know. But there was just a lot of misplaced expressions. There was a lot of, I don't know. I was just like, no.
The one part I'll agree with you with that on is, you know, when he comes back and she's just received the phone call from her mother. And now her mom knows, because that Jono dude obviously got upset and went and told the mom.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting. And then he explains to her that he was an addict. And I mean, like, shame. If the guy, honestly, as a girl, I'm just coming from a girl's perspective here. If a guy gave me that explanation, I'd be like, you know what? He's fixed up. He's paid the guy.
I was thinking the same.
He doesn't owe the guy anymore.
I'm like, yes, good choice of words. Well done.
Yeah, like he was and it's not like he became a drug addict because he was out with friends.
No,
he became a drug addict after his mom. Yes, and now he's been clean for 2 years. He's gone to the military. Like, although, he's redeemed himself.
I'm sure it should have been longer than 2 years, though.
Yeah.
At that point, I was just like,
yeah, like,
you were training for 2 years. You were out in
yeah, that's true.
Iraq for, but anyway, that's
but
not important.
What I didn't enjoy was her reaction then after that. Like, it went very. She wasn't a soppy character at all, and all of a sudden she was like, they could have hurt her, and she's all that I have. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm.
Like, just that line, I was just like,
yeah.
What happened to macho chick?
I think it was the witch part of her, the that, like, in the beginning, like, the way she was supposed to be this, like, you know, the best way for me to explain it is, like, you know, skater girl, you know, stay away, don't, you know, that, like,
very,
you know, talk to the hand type of, it bothered me, like, quite a bit. Like, she's angry, and then, like, you see the way she was acting. It's difficult for me to explain, but I was just like, no.
Yeah,
no.
I suppose they you know, like, this is like the standard romantic storyline is the two people fall in love under circumstances that don't really fit,
and then they really fall in love, and then something happens,
and then they fight and they split.
Yeah.
Maybe with this one, instead of that whole thing playing out, they could have. Like, they could have had a fight there. They could have had a fight.
Mm.
But then she could have been like, okay, cool. You know, and then obviously she had to go to a show. And then what could have been the falling apart, because I do understand you do need to have that, like, suddenly everything goes wrong. And now for both characters to get what they want, you know, that's all at stake, which happens in every movie, actually.
Yeah.
Was that Jono goes to and basically says this isn't a real marriage, and then you have the two cops coming, and, you know, like, they could have had maybe a better scene there where they both get arrested.
Yeah, because you're like, yes,
something.
This is looking good, and next minute, Mr. No.
Yeah.
I now charge you on behalf of and you're like, no. And then your heart, like, drops.
Yes.
You see.
Yeah. So instead of the fights, maybe they should have gone with with, because they both did you love see? Each other. So like
they did.
And even the fact that she went to his court case, like if she really was that, do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. Like she didn't have to go to his court case because it wasn't her court case.
And maybe she should have done it just before the show. So she had a choice, him or the show.
So,
and then she went to him and it's like, yes, go love. You know what I'm saying? Go.
Ryan sounds like but a like, proper romance.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like another example I just thought of, two very good examples. So obviously they were very scared that the dad was going to suspect what was going on.
Mm.
Now, like for example, I mean, he's just come from Iraq, you know, like his leg is like, and like her reaction. Now I understand that they don't like each other, but like maybe you can add in a thing where like she looks at the dad and then she realizes, okay, I'm supposed to act. Like, ah! And then she like pulls it over. Are you okay? Oh, no. So, but it was just like, hi.
Also, what didn't make sense was when she found out that Frankie died, she ran away. I was just like, woman, that's not what you do. Why would you run away from your husband?
Exactly.
Why? His leg is...
Yeah.
It's like, I can't be here. Okay, yeah, those two things I'll agree with
you.
And
then also, when he says goodbye, like she's looking at all the other women, how their hearts are breaking. And like she doesn't... Like at least she could be like, oh yeah, flip.
But you know, this is all script problems that we've mentioned because she's obviously just, do you understand what I'm saying?
I'd like to see her in another film. Like you said, she's softer.
I've watched her in another film. It's a dance film. So basically with this film, like there's a love interest, but it's not the main focus of the film. The main focus of the film is that she wants to become a dancer on Broadway. And she's horrible in the beginning. What happens is she's so horrible and she only cares about herself. And it's raining and she has to get to this audition. And there's one taxi and she sees this older woman across the street. And basically she fights it out for the taxi with this older woman, leaving the older woman in the rain. And then it turns out at the audition that this older woman is like the highest name in Broadway. And she comes and she's like, your career is over. I'm going to make sure you never... Blah, blah, blah. So now it's like she's stuffed. And then you see how she through teaching a younger dance team, she's able to get them to a competition where there's another guy who is like her only hope. And then you see like how her character changes from being like really inward and but she's really...
What is it called?
It's called Feel the Beat.
I would like to watch that.
But it is a chick flick, Ryan. It's like a... But you see a different side of her.
But
where
is she...
She's ugly. She's horrible.
Yeah.
She's dealing with kids and she's just like... Even the one girl's crying in the bathroom and she opens the door and the girl's like, am I really that bad? And she's like, yes. Yes, you are. Like, it's not even, don't worry, sweetie. And then she doesn't even comfort her. The girl's like, oh, okay. And then she closes the door and the girl just goes on crying. So, like, in that one, she's really mean. Like,
you see?
Yeah.
I'd like
although,
to.
Sophia Carson is a Disney, she started with Disney.
Mm.
She was in a film, they did a couple of them, called Descendants, and the whole theme, it was a musical, but the whole theme was, what if all the Disney villains had children? And she was the daughter of, I think, Maleficent. So, like, that's that whole...
Makes sense.
It's an interesting concept, very Disney-fied. If you watch it, it's Disney, people, if you understand what I'm saying.
But we know that at Disney, they'll take...
No, and she's a brilliant singer.
Some good actors. Yeah.
She's a do you know that she co-produced the songs for this film?
Yeah.
And the album currently is sitting at number one.
Mm.
No, sorry, number... Come Back Home. The song Come Back Home is number one in the world. The album is number two in the world. I think the number one album at the moment is Beyonce's album. I don't know.
So she's just below
Beyonce. She's just below. And what I did enjoy is if you listen to her, because she's an artist as well in her own right. If you listen to her songs and even the way she sings her songs, it's not the same as what she did in this film. So I enjoyed that she even gave the character her own singing style, if I could word it like that. So if you listen to her actually sing her own style, it's not the same. It's not, you know how sometimes you have like so-and-so singing in a movie and it's exactly the same.
That's
it's like,
interesting.
Yeah. I respect her for doing that because she didn't feel the need to, you know, push her own artist's voice, if I could word it like that. Like she actually gave the artist Cassie. She gave that character her own voice and her own style, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The because the comment that I had on her singing was that I couldn't hear what she was singing.
That your comment?
Her words weren't, yeah.
Yeah, she went for a very...
So...
That's I don't think Amy Winehouse is the right term, but you know there's that style of vocal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. She almost went with that style.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
So that's not...
I'm glad.
That's not her actual style. Yeah. That's yeah. more...
But like, so for example, there's, I mean, they did a lot of repetitive of like the songs.
Mm.
And it sort of like lengthened some of the scenes and you're just like, okay. And then like with that song, Come Back Home, right? Wait. Yeah, that was the song where they were in Iraq and they're watching and all the soldiers around are like touched and stuff.
Mm.
Like, if I could hear the words maybe clearer, maybe I would have maybe felt the scene a bit more, but I'm just like, okay.
Can I talk about one person that I feel like wasn't given justice in this film?
Justice League.
You know, the blonde soldier.
Oh, yeah.
That dude was a vibe.
Who was that guy, man?
And then he just disappeared at some point. I was like, what happened to him? You don't even know if he lived or died. The other dude that said, kill all Arabs. That guy, you saw him and you like saw him watching Frankie's funeral and all of that. But that blonde dude, that guy just disappeared into the... I liked him.
Mm.
He was a vibe. Vibes, even when they were like telling her to sing the song, he like stood up and he was like, sing it, sing it. Like, he was just a whole vibe. He had such a small role, but he really caught my attention, which I think if you have such a small role and you're able to catch someone's attention, like, good on you, man.
And I wonder what happened like to his knee. Not the blonde, you know, what is his name again?
Luke, the main Luke. Character.
Yes, thank you, Luke. What happened to his knee? Because, like, who stood on a landmine and then that guy died?
They don't show you, yeah.
Only his knees, like, sore.
I think Frankie stood on the landmine because he died.
That's what I picked up later.
And then
on.
I think Luke obviously was in close vicinity because they were all doing patrol together.
So, his knee gets
so he obviously away. Just got, like, the. His leg
maybe
was.
Maybe something just caught his knee at the wrong angle.
Maybe it looked like his leg was on fire.
Yeah.
Based
maybe,
on the
maybe
injury. Because, like, when you saw. That prosthetic was very good, though. I must say, the leg injury prosthetic was...
Not pretty.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I hear where you're coming from, Ryan. I do hear where you're coming from. There could have been improvements, but I did... For me, the biggest thing was the morals. The fact that... And obviously... They didn't intend to be married. It wasn't even a real marriage at first. But the fact that they were married made it better because, you know, like... And also, like, it shows the... You know, we obviously don't have this much today, but the whole arranged marriage thing... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people hate on arranged marriages. But, like...
Now everybody knows what you put your kids through when you do that.
Nah. But it could work.
But it could work out. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It could work out. There's even another film. I haven't finished watching it. For me, this Purple Hearts is better than this film. There's another film that's come out on Netflix called Wedding Season. It's an Indian base, so the whole cast is Indian. And the Indian parents are very, like... You know, your child must be married. They must be whatever, whatever. And these two fake date to get their parents off their back, etc. But obviously they fall in love, etc., etc.
Sounds like a classic.
Yeah, this Purple Hearts for me is better than Wedding Season. But it still shows that, like, what even if your parents forced you into something, like, this, both movies prove that
it could work.
Marriages can work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's they really can.
Yeah.
Because, like, even in Purple Hearts, the two didn't even agree on, like, they obviously show, and I guess this was one of the points of the movie that they're proud of, if I could, it also plays on, so Purple Hearts is an award that you get if you're injured in combat, but then also what they're saying is in America you have the red and the blue. Right, which is obviously the Democrats, and so it's the whole liberals against
there
conservatives.
Was a bit of that.
And she's very liberal. She even has the LGBT flag and Black Lives Matter flag.
Mm.
And he's obviously very conservative, having joined the army and all of that. And that blue and red together.
Kill Samirax!
Blue and red together obviously makes purple. So that whole
very
coming
cool.
together of...
Yeah.
And I do agree. Look, I'm not for the whole... I would say we're conservative in our beliefs, obviously being Christian and that. But I do agree that hating on people is not going to make them change their mind.
Mm. The Purple Heart thing, they could have brought through a bit more. Like, maybe, I don't know, like did I mean, he didn't get a purple heart?
He did, but it was, you see, you even missed it. So at the end, you know when he's leaving for to go to, to prison, he stops and sees the
Did he go to prison or did he go
military prison?
Work on the base or something?
No,
like
it's military.
Look at that, he's cuffed the guy up. Like he was just like, going in.
Wow. But he did get his award. I don't know if you, he still said to his dad, I didn't know I'd still get this, because obviously he thought he wouldn't be awarded now. That I must be honest, I'm really glad that he went to prison. Just hear what I'm saying, because they could have made it that he didn't go to prison. Do you understand what I'm saying? For me, the fact that he went to prison, they waited the 6 months.
And then he got out.
Then he got out. For me, he redeemed the stuff ups and he faced the consequences of his stuff ups.
At least he saw the drug deal out.
Yeah. And he even, he took, because the marriage wasn't his idea. The marriage was her idea. Mm. But he took the fall for it.
They were both in desperation.
Yeah. Mm. But he honestly took, do you understand? Like, I respect him as a as an individual. Like, his moral code.
That's why his dad was even like,
His dad was proud of him, and he did right by his family. He did right by his mom. Mm. He did right by his country. Mm. He even did right by his wife.
And his brother.
And his brother.
He was like, love you, bro.
I like the brother. Yeah, I really like the brother. And even the wife, the sister-in-law, they didn't have a very big role, but that whole family was cute.
Yeah, you see?
The son, that was a cool family.
Which was the whole family thing where you see from his side. How the, so you see, that they brought that across very nicely. You felt that. Family.
You know what? Yes, it was nice. Also, it shows like this is why he believes what he believes, because he grew up in this. This is how he grew up. And it's not like we pick how we grow up. So, do you understand what I'm saying? This is why she was the way she was, because she had grown up in this situation facing this. We're not saying both either side is wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they both have their beliefs for a reason. But the thing is, to now hate on other people is...
Yeah.
The one thing I do think they could have shown a bit more, they did to a degree, but for me, she backed down too easily. I don't know if you hear what I'm coming from.
How do you mean with him? Or?
She was feminist, number one, and number two, she obviously had the whole LGBT Black Lives Matter stance.
Yeah.
They don't back down.
I loved her shirt.
A female, and the future is female.
Because I watched the second time, and I only caught... Like, he didn't even say hello. He just opens all he looks. He's like, so tell me.
What happens to the males?
What happens to all the men in the future? And I was like, wait, hang on. I just caught that now. Why he said that? Because of his shirt.
I think what was also nice was it showed how they both just automatically judged one another.
Question. Just like, this is out of my complete ignorance. But with America fighting in Iraq, are they fighting for America or are they fighting there to protect the innocents in Iraq? Because a lot, what came across a lot was, we're fighting for our country. What are you doing? You know, type of thing. And I'm like, no, aren't you protecting? It's not. Is it for their country? I don't know.
Yeah,
if you
that's
know
the
anything.
Thing. I don't know.
I think America's
always gotten in, even in Vietnam, they get involved with wars that honestly have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're American. I maybe you agree with me. Maybe you don't. But as a South African.
Yeah. What I would say is that they're going in there, they're protecting it. Because, I mean, you even see how they're patrolling around. So I'm like, yeah, there they are. Okay, cool. They're patrolling around. They're making sure there's no troublemakers. If another whatever gang comes in, then they take him down. Don't touch the innocent type of thing. So that was just another thing that I had on my mind. I'm like, but are they fighting for? Is it for their country?
But I think also it's... That's their leaders' fault, as in the American leaders. Because, like, it's not like Barack Obama did. I mean, if anything, he made matters in the Middle East worse. He already did. Like, sent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because they would then try and, like, blow up the Americans or throw a missile at them and then there'll be casualties.
I think it all stems from, like, 9/11 and stuff like that, like terrorist attacks. And maybe, like, it stems from that. Yeah.
Should not poke your finger. Okay, anyway, we won't go there. I don't what do
political.
I know? But yeah. Film could have been better. But
it is one of the better romance films.
In my mind it was great.
Question, I actually want to know this. Ryan, best romance film ever that you've ever watched. What is the best romance film? Romance film.
I can't tell you. Spider-Man 3.
No, that's not a romance.
She leaves him in the end. No, he walks away from it.
So you honestly don't have a favorite romance film?
I can't tell you. I've watched. If you start naming them, I'll be like, I'll tell you. Yeah, no, okay, yeah, that one was cool. That one was okay.
Crazy Rich Asians. Did you watch Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah, I remember watching.
Didn't enjoy it.
I sort of remember watching that. I do remember that. Yeah, I'm just not a romance. Yeah. There's a lot of men out there going, yeah, dude! Exclamation, yeah. All those guys give us a thumbs up. Yeah, do it right now. Thumbs up, like.
Yeah. So this has been the movie show. We will be back next week with awesome things.
Yes.
Awesome.
I believe we already know what film we're watching. We are. Yeah.
Should we tell them? Go ahead, Ryan, tell them.
Yes, it was that film. Wait, I
see. No, you forgot.
I remember you showed me, and I was also like, yeah. Yeah.
It is a very recent film.
Yes.
A film I was looking very forward to.
Very.
Very forward very to. Recent. One of the best films of 2022.
Definitely one of the best.
It's based on a star.
It is based on a star. Oh, yes, that one. Okay, thank you. And I actually watched a lot of interviews with him, with the actor as well. Mm-hmm. And his voice even changed.
Job. Yes.
Because, like, I watched an interview with him. They showed an interview with him before he, and he was all like, yeah. And then after that, he's like, yeah, I really enjoyed this film. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So that should give you guys a hint.
Tune in next time for thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until then.
Yeah, peace.
And God bless.
And thank you very much. All right, you get three types of people in life. You get the ones that are there.
Yeah.
They're just there. You get the ones that are there with an agenda. Then you get the ones that are there, but they're on the other side.
Yeah.
Which is quite... that was gangster.
Then he looked at me and I was like, yes, are you talking to yourself again?
Again?
Yeah. So then he was like, are you Ezra? Speaking, saying some other things.
You know the Mexicans can be very dramatic, like it's quite funny. And then like in Ant-Man, so I need this dude, and he told his aunt, who told his sister, and she was like, no dude, you need to go there, but you need to have an agenda. And then the other guy was like, no, but the agenda is... Or it's like, puppy, you get three people in. You get mother, father.
Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.